Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Graham Ledger, and this is a special edition of the Ledger Report.
We are here today, April 10th, 2022, to send a resounding message to the misguided, incompetent, and corrupt selected officials of this great state, especially you, Governor Newsom. Everyone out there, raise your right hand and repeat after me. To the tyrants of this state, we the people hereby declare the destruction of our lives and liberties ends right here. Never again will we be coerced into compliance. We are one human family now. An unstoppable alliance. What failed to kill us has only made us stronger. We will not tolerate your deadly mandates one moment longer. We have found our roots, together growing like trees. They tried to bury us. They forgot we were seeds.
Stop case. With all due respect, I don't know this guy with the hat on and delivering this new oath to the people of California, the patriots of California, who happened to gather in Los Angeles for this rally. I think it was a rally against the mandates. You know how you stop the mandates? You either elect constitutional, God-fearing elected officials, which is what they have a dire shortage of in California and in Illinois and in New York and in Oregon and in Washington State and all the blue states, Michigan. You either elect people who fear God and acknowledge the Constitution as our supreme document, a contract between the American people and government at all levels, or you choke off the beast. Who is the beast? Gavin Newsom. Think about this rally, right? This was a hugely produced rally. It had cameras flying in like a Monday night football game. I saw it. Looked great. Hell, I wish I could produce something like that. That costs a lot of money to produce. And it costs a lot of money to coordinate and put on. And it costs a lot of money to get those permits. Oh, yeah. You don't build a stage like that. That's a huge stage. That's like a stage that Mick Jagger would prance around on. It's a huge stage, right? And you had a lot of good speakers there. Names I know, names I recognize, names you know, names you recognize. But you don't build a stage in the middle of LA like that on a Sunday afternoon and have all those people there without requesting permission from the very people that you are trying to defeat, Do you see the problem here? Do you see the irony? It's beyond the irony. I tell my friends lovingly, and I mean this lovingly, you are useful idiots staying in California. And my goal now is not to shame my friends, but to bring them into the fold. Remind them that they're part of the flock. And what is the flock? Well, the flock are constitutional Americans. Constitutional America. These are biblical references, and I'm going to be doing this more and more because this all ties in to God and the Bible and the way we live our lives as Christians. Yeah, Judeo-Christians, but primarily Christians. And we want our Jewish friends who care about the Constitution to come along with us, follow us, united as Jews and as Christians to restore constitutional America, because we are living in a post-constitutional America. And I don't like it, but that's where we are. Is there a constitutional solution to where we are? Yes, there is. And I will be talking about that, I promise you. And I have talked about it in the past. But as they say, now more than ever. Now more than ever, we have got to find a constitutional solution to the problem. But I want to go back to California as an example. And at some point, we've got to scale this to the federal level as well, frankly. But California is the Sodom and Gomorrah of today. They are teaching children, they are propagandizing children to believe that non-binary is a gender. That's just one of many examples how they are destroying the minds of future generations of Californians. But this is something that's been ongoing since the 60s and the 70s. This is the model, folks. This is the model they want to superimpose on Texas. This is the model they want to superimpose on Florida. This is the model they're trying to superimpose right now on Georgia. Georgia, I'm very worried about Georgia. I know there's a lot of great people in Georgia, and I know there's a lot of great pushback, but why is somebody like Stacey Abrams even near the top? It's something we need to dive into. California is your future and our future if we do not stand up for the Constitution and our Judeo-Christian values. This is a battle for our constitutional rights, yes. This is a battle for the economy of America, yes. This is a battle for freedom and liberty, yes. This is a battle to reduce the size and scope of government the framers intended, yes. But this is a moral battle, folks. In the end, this boils down to morality. And California is Sodom and Gomorrah. And so the people who remain in Sodom and Gomorrah have to realize that Christ said we must defeat the devil. We must say no to the devil. The devil is Gavin Newsom. The devil is this entire cabal of politicians that are thinking up ways to destroy liberty. You know, people have a window right now to get out of California, but that window may close. Think about it. This is why I say to my friends, you are the proverbial frog in the pot and the heat is being turned up slowly. They are slowly closing the windows of opportunity for people to get out of California. Do you see this? Do you see this? They are driving people out of their cars. Well, you say, Graham, well, just hop an airplane or hop a Greyhound bus. Well, wait a minute. You don't have a mask on? You can't get on. Pretty soon, it's going to be, you don't have a shot? You can't get on. Schools in California will not allow children to enter the classroom without the jab. The jab that's killing people. The jab that's creating blood clots and heart problems and heart attacks. Healthy athletes are just dropping dead. And if they're not dropping dead, they're going into the hospital. Real hospital patients unlike the flu patients. Not saying that they're not real patients, but we know what's been going on with COVID, and we know what's been going on with the flu. I want to talk about that just very briefly because it's ad nauseum. But I want to attempt to deal with my friends in California and New York and wherever who are patriots and try and explain to them that they are giving alms to the devil by residing and living in California. They're paying taxes at all levels of government. That fuels the beast. You are fueling the beast by staying in California. Every minute you stay in California, you are fueling the beast. You have a window of opportunity now to get out. You may not have it in the future. You might not. They want you to run around on bicycles. How are you going to bicycle from California to Florida? Unless you're Lance Armstrong. Another problem. We've got to love, as Christ would, our patriot neighbors, friends, relatives in California. We've got to love them out of California. That is my goal. It should be your goal. Love your friends, your family out of Illinois. Choke it off. Choke off the beast. This is a war we're fighting. This is a real war. And COVID exposed the war. COVID didn't create the war. All COVID did was hand a magnifying glass to what our government at all level has devolved into, which is a mini brewing and growing communist, socialist, Marxist government. And we have to deal with it. But if we regroup as a majority in this country, which is what we are, you must be silent no more in this majority. You must act. Now is the time to act. If we drop back and regroup in the red states and we choke off the blue states, we can win this battle. I want to take you to 1944. Picture post D-Day and Patton's troops are now ensconced in France. Not too deep into France, but they're in France. And he's gearing up for what Patton did best, right? The problem is he didn't have any fuel. So Patton, you know, as usual, was ahead of the fuel. And so he was stuck. And so while he was stuck, he said, okay, we're going to send troops over. We're going to send our guys over, our tanks, and we're going to try and take this place called Fort Durand. Or if you're French, you would say Fort Durand. This is 1944. And he tried and he pounded and he lost. And he regrouped and he tried and he pounded and he lost. And he regrouped and he tried again, different angles, from the top down. The Germans would not let go. The Germans kept beating back Patton. You know what Patton did? He pulled back and said, forget it, we're going to move on to the next target. That's California, okay? If you live in California and you believe that you're General Patton and that you can beat back this enemy, the devil himself, personified in California, you are a fool. I'm sorry, but you have to realize you are outnumbered, greatly outnumbered. If you don't believe me, just look back 6 months ago to the recall results. 73% believe Gavin Newsom, who killed grandparents and locked up children and made them insane, shut down beaches, shut down churches. 73% more or less believe that Gavin Newsom's doing a wonderful job. You're outnumbered, guys. Do a Patton here. Do an intelligent thing. Pull back. I know it's hard. I did it. It's hard. You're talking to a native Californian here, okay? Or you're listening to a native Californian. It ain't easy. But I know it's the right and moral thing to do. And from a strategery standpoint, it is the strategic thing to do. Bolster Texas. Texas, I'm very worried about. COVID, just real quick, just to remind you how government has lied to you. Governments at all level across the globe. Globally, in 2018, 2.9 million people died from the flu. Do you know in 2020, during COVID, that number, it's a pretty steady number, 2.93 million people each year die from the flu, okay? So stick that in your head. In 2020, the flu deaths dropped 98%. Repeat, the flu deaths dropped 98%. How is that possible, Graham? It's not. But what we found out was the PCR tests cannot, they probably to this day still can't, at least back then, they couldn't differentiate when they were testing between the flu and COVID. They couldn't differentiate between the flu virus, influenza, and COVID-19. So they all just, I was looking at the numbers in late 2020, or mid to late 2020, and I noticed that flus just dropped off the chart on the CDC website. Again, you know, when I go for research, I go straight to the government. CDC website, flu deaths, or influenza cases were almost nil. I said, how is that possible? COVID wiped out the flu? No, they're jiggering the numbers. They're lying to you. And ironically, of course, in 2020, 2.8 million people died of COVID. Isn't that a miracle? So they all died of COVID instead of the flu. What I want to focus on more than anything now is God, guns, and gold. And I want to do these reports in the name of Rush Limbaugh. We have a terrible void left behind when Rush died. And Rush is responsible for who I am politically, really, and who I am politically on the air as well. And I am not here to replace Rush. I am here to dedicate the rest of my breathing days to trying to honor what Rush would do and how he approached things and have his memory live on. You know, there's an expression out there, what would Jesus do? What would Rush do? Of course, I try and live by what would Jesus do. And so I'm trying to bring the two together. What would Jesus do? What would Rush do? And I think right now, Rush, but before I get into that, I want to mention one thing. Maybe the most poignant thing that Rush ever said, and he said a lot over the years, wonderful thing. And he had a great way of spoofing people as well. Maybe another time, a story. But at the end, he said, I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And it was on the Ditto can, and he was taking a napkin as he was doing it and blotting, you know, whatever he was dealing with at the time. And I thought to myself, what a guy. We didn't know that about 3 or 4 weeks later he would die, and maybe he knew, maybe he didn't know how much time he had left, but he wanted to make sure that we knew that he had a relationship with Christ. And this is what I believe we need to do. God, guns, and gold. I'll talk more about guns, and I'll talk more about gold later on. But now more than ever, you've got to reestablish your relationship with God. And you know, there's various ways to do it. Go to a new church, possibly. You know, we get stuck in these habits. I went to a new church. It's opened my eyes to new things. I watched a movie the other night, The Greatest Story Ever Told. Remember that? You folks under the age of 40, you probably don't. Charlton Heston. But, you know, it's a movie. I know that. A long movie with an intermission. But it can redefine a lot of scripture in that movie. I mean, basically, the entire dialogue is scripture. And it reminds you what's important and what the battle is. So I want to dedicate the rest of my time on this planet to what would Jesus do, what would Rush do, and bringing them together. I want to talk some real issues, though, that will dovetail into this. The supply chain issue and the inflation, these are moments in time right now where this is uncharted territory. And you need to be ready. We can't run around like COVID didn't happen. You can't run around like it's 1973. Or bad, right, Jimmy Carter. Well, no, actually, that was Ford. And the gas lines and all that, okay. We can't run around like it was 1984, okay? If I had a sweet spot in my life, 1984. We can't run around that way. We've seen what happens with the toilet paper, okay? The toilet paper is a warning sign, limiting the toilet paper. We're starting to see signs of rationing baby formula, folks. Baby formula. That's not good. That's not good. I mean, it's bad enough you're getting raped at the pump. But baby formula, this is a real warning shot. And so the supply chains are messed up. Why? It's very simple. Government shut them down. And in China, government continues to shut down the supply chains. The actual inflation, you'll have Biden administration come out and say it's 8%. That's a whopping number. But the real inflation, if it was measured as we measured it back in 1984 or just prior to that, is around 13 to 15%. And I don't have to tell you how inflation is affecting everything. And again, it's because government, it's because of your government, it's because of the global governments. Is there going to be a recession? I think we're in a recession already. But it's not a classic definition. You know, the economists will tell you a classic definition of recession is two consecutive quarters of negative GDP. Well, uncharted territory means you look at a recession in a different way. We have completely upended the free markets as a people. We have people sitting at home collecting money off of Amazon or collecting money from the government who should be working, but they're not. And so there's a bunch of jobs that are out there that are not being filled. We know that. Everybody's seen it. Help wanted at the local restaurant. That's not a good sign, folks. You know, we've talked about this for so long, the welfare state. Well, now we're in a welfare state of mind. And it's unfortunate, but it has now permeated beyond that fringe element that just sits back, pushes out babies, and collects a government check. Now it's spread, unfortunately, to many, many young people in this country, and we've got to reach out to them, and we've got to educate them, just as we're going to try and do with the people in California. We've got to love them with knowledge that is not a productive member of society. Nothing against Amazon, okay? I'm not a huge fan of Amazon. I think it's just an incredible business and business model, and it's amazing to me that there hasn't been a competitor out there, really. And I support our Patriot products. And by the way, if you have a Patriot product that kind of is run like Mike Lindell's MyPillow, remember, go to Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Ledger in the promo code box, you get up to 66% off. But if you have a Patriot product that runs like that, let me know and maybe we can work a deal. But I want to warn you, you got to prepare for the worst. And I'm not here as a preacher saying the end of the world is coming. I don't know. I have no clue. You know, guys, in the 30s, we're walking around with the sandwich boards in New York saying the end is near. Obviously, they were wrong. Who knows? I think certain things are lining up that way. If you look at California's Sodom and Gomorrah, and then you look at the United States as a whole, there's a lot of Sodom and Gomorrah going on. But I'm not here to tell you the end is near. But I am here to tell you that fertilizer is up 300%. Fertilizer. You know, you can do your own reasoning on that one, how that's going to affect virtually everything you buy that's produce and beyond. They're rationing in Spain, by the way. Rationing food. In Sri Lanka, they're rationing. Again, these governments are overseas. They're different than ours. But who's to say that eventually isn't going to happen here? So my advice to you is to stock up. Now, stock up on food, non-perishable food like beans and rice, couscous, quinoa, you know, stuff that'll keep. And pray to God I'm wrong. I pray to God I'm wrong. But there was an episode of, oh, another thing, by the way, medicines. It is unbelievable to me that one of the things that COVID exposed is that somewhere in the neighborhood of 90% plus of our cillins, penicillin, amoxicillin, the cillins, are produced in China. And we haven't done anything about that? That's tantamount to having your F-16s produced in China, or your tanks, or your bullets, or your armory. This is national suicide. If there was ever a need for government intervention, it is in the production of these cillins, and you must bring them to our shores. It's national security, just like petroleum should be. Petroleum should be. But of course, we have the people in Washington, D.C. who don't want you to drive. They don't want you to drive because driving is freedom. Freedom is liberty. The framers of the Constitution didn't inherently explicitly say in the Constitution that movement and freedom is liberty, but it's implied. Without movement, you have no freedom. Medicine. So stock up as you would if, say, for example, you live in California and you prepare for an earthquake. You should have water and other things. If you live in Florida or in South Carolina, North Carolina, anywhere there's a hurricane once in a while, Louisiana, stock up as you would for a hurricane. Texas, Kansas, tornado, stock up. Put it in a safe place. Put it in your basement. I'm not a Calamity Jane here. I am an optimist. I am. But I believe we need to be ready for this. And back to the Happy Days episode. There was a Happy Days episode where they were building a bomb shelter just for the family, just for the Richies in the Happy Days episode. And they were, in the episode, they were figuring out who was going to be allowed in the bomb shelter. Right, so this is, you know, Happy Days was during the Cold War and the bomb was going to be dropped any minute, the nuclear bomb, atomic bomb. And so the whole episode was about who's going to be allowed in it beyond the family. You know, was Fonzie going to be allowed in? The moral and the ending of the episode was we don't want a bomb shelter. Because if we can't let all our friends in and they're going to be dead and wiped out by the bomb, then we don't want to live. I look at it this way. Stock up. Not just for you, but for your neighbors, for your friends, for your family. What would Jesus do? Jesus would say, give to the poor, give to the needy. And if it comes down to this, you'll be in a position where not only you can feed your family and take care of your family, but you can help the needy. And so it's a wonderful way to fulfill what I think Rush would tell you, but also what Christ would do. And so prepare for the worst, but love thy neighbor. Because we are in uncharted territory in a post-constitutional America. And remember, evil can only prevail when good is silent. I'm Graham Ledger.